I heard a story recently about a man who was diabetic, and he was beginning to lose circulation in his feet, and he spent a lot of time walking around barefoot, and the doctor told him that he needed to quit walking around barefoot because if he was to get a cut in his feet, that that could lead to an infection, and that infection could cause him to have to lose his foot. So his wife, when she heard that, she came home that day and she brought him some shoes to wear. But he got upset that people were telling him what to do. And so he took the shoes and he threw the shoes across the room. And when he threw the shoes across the room, he broke a glass lamp. And as they were trying to clean up the glass lamp, the debris from the glass lamp cut his foot. And he got an infection. And he had to have his foot amputated. Now, I want you to think about that on a spiritual level. Sometimes people don't like being told what to do. Sometimes that's one of the reasons people don't like to come to church or don't want to hear from a preacher or don't want some Christian preaching at them, because we don't like to be told that we might be wrong. We don't like to be told what to do. When in reality, as Christians, when we're sharing God's word with people, our ultimate goal is to protect people, to protect them from themselves, to protect them from spiritual harm. We've been studying the Psalms in the mornings. We usually try to read a psalm on our way to school, and it's amazing when you read the Psalms how many times God is referred to as a shield. He's there to protect us. He's referred to as a rock, and rocks are also protective. He's referred to as a refuge. We go to refuge for protection. He's referred to as a safe harbor. He's referred to as a light, and so we see pictures of lights and lighthouses that depict God and the imagery of God and of Jesus the Son. All of these pictures are pictures that are to bring to mind that one of the purposes of God is to protect us from ourselves, from harming ourselves. We've all sinned and we've fallen short of the glory of God, so we've all already harmed ourselves, but God doesn't want us to continue to do harm, and so he gives us his word so that we might be protected from harming ourselves more. And yet, sometimes we react to that protection the same way that the man did with the shoes. We want to throw it out. And Jesus predicted that that would happen. John chapter 3, when you read verses 19 through 21, this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. So the ultimate purpose of this short talk here tonight is just to encourage you to realize that when someone tries to share the word of God with you, a message that comes from the light, they don't normally do so out of evil intent, out of harsh intent for you. They don't do so because it's fun to perhaps talk to you about things that you might need to correct in your lives. They do so because they love you and they care about you and they want to protect you. And God has a means of protection for us through his word and through his son. We've already harmed ourselves through sin, but we share Jesus with people because Jesus, through his blood, can forgive us of our sin. But that's not all. We need to be guided by the Spirit so we might learn to not sin, to overcome sin, to be able to combat sin in our lives. And so your parents talk to you about things that maybe of a spiritual nature because they're trying to protect you from harm. Brothers and sisters may come to you and talk to you about things because they're trying to protect you from harm. The elders at one point might sit down with you and talk to you about things because they may see the potential for harm or the very existence of something dangerous and harmful and sinful in your life. And the preaching that takes place, whether by me or other teachers who teach Bible classes and do short talks like these. They may be sharing these things because they want to protect you from harm. So I would just ask you to be receptive of that and to accept that. I know I haven't always had a good attitude from people. Sometimes I'm like the guy who threw the shoe, especially when I was a teenager. You know, just close the ears, in one ear, out the other. Don't want to listen. But the more that you grow and understand the real purposes why people are coming to you and talking to you and preaching, and sometimes it even feels like preaching at you, is because they want to protect you through God's word and through Him.